From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
We're jumping right into girls basketball playoffs today. We're going to start with Division I for girls basketball. Riverside County, one team in that top bracket, and they were in it potentially to win it. Moreno Valley, they were into the quarterfinals after toppling Village Christian and St. Bonaventure in the first two rounds. Then in those quarters, they made it past Orange Lutheran before the dominant season and run in the playoffs would come to a close 48-40 versus LaSalle in the semifinals. Three teams to talk about in Division II, Chaparral, Murrieta Mesa, and King all made those playoffs. The Pumas lost a narrow contest by only 2 points to Heritage to open things up. Mesa fell to King in round one, 49-41. King moved on to lose to Rosary Academy, 63-50, in the second round, ending the county's bid for any hope of a Division II title. Division III has a few teams to talk about with Murrieta Valley, Vista Murrieta, Pauley, and Shadow Hills. The Nighthawks have flown through these opening rounds, beating Cerritos and Linwood. The next two games were nail-biters. 66-65 win versus Santa Monica, and a 55-52 win versus Oxnard has secured a spot in the Division III CIF Finals for Murrieta Valley, where they will take on St. Margaret's. That's a fantastic run from those Nighthawks in those D3 playoffs. Really excited to talk about in the future once we find out on the 27th who's going to come away with that Division III title. The next team we're going to talk about in Division III, Vista Murrieta, fell short to Canyon 75-52 in Round 1. Pauley made it past the opener versus Arrowhead Christian, but would come up short versus St. Margaret, the team that's now in the finals, against Murrieta Valley. Lastly, Shadow Hills fought past Ramona before losing just stopped their tracks in Round 2, 72-66. Just like Division 2, Division 4 had three Riverside teams in play. Roosevelt, Xavier Prep, and Beaumont. All three swiftly eliminated in round one, courtesy of Jordan, Eastdale, and Gabrielino, respectively, two of which are still alive in that tournament. Division 5, not much to note as Temecula Prep and La Quinta both low-score blowouts in the opening games of that bracket. Now comes Division 6. After a few lackluster brackets, things really pick up here for Riverside County. Three teams, San Jacinto, Hillcrest, Palm Desert, all cruising to the quarterfinals, giving the county its best shot at CIF gold despite the Division III appearance from Murrieta Valley. That's the only other one. Going into this, the Tigers clawed through Pioneer, Carpinteria, and Immaculate Heart, but were ousted in the semis by Savannah 52-43, while the Trojans marched past Glendale, blew out Notre Dame Academy by 32, and swept past Relland. They couldn't find the same success versus Warren, losing by a 33-32 heartbreaker. 1 point with a trip to the finals on the line. One shot going the other way, and we could have another Riverside County team in the finals, but that is not the case. The Aztecs, they won in round one by the same amount they scored total in round two. Little fun fact there. 45 against Colton and then Santa Monica in that order. They would then see the run end in the quarterfinals versus now finalist Savannah. Division 7 saw San Jacinto Leadership Academy, first time we've mentioned them here on the show. They lost in the opening play versus Kennedy 65-35 to end the Lions' season short. Division 8 had Coachella Valley eliminated in round 2 versus Orange by a close score of 44-40. That's a tight-knit contest there. They managed to win versus Banning 53-31, however. Coachella Valley, their school, it's usually in the lower brackets, but consistently getting their teams in all different kind of sports, girls or boys, into the dance for these playoffs. Division 9 was a no-show from Riverside County. Finally, the open division has Corona Centennial in it, representing Riverside County in the chase to dethrone reigning champ Ontario Christian, former team of their current head coach. As a matter of fact, you can go watch an episode where we interviewed him a couple weeks back. Centennial, unfortunately, not too successful in those playoffs. They lost 59-54 to Sierra Canyon and 67-44 versus Oak Park. Big upset there for Oak Park. However, that will end Corona Centennial's season. And that wraps up all the playoff information we have up to this point. Championship is coming up next weekend for all these brackets. We got to keep our eye on Murrieta Valley They're the team that has a chance to bring home some gold for Riverside County. And now we're going to welcome on the Murrieta Mesa Rams head coach, Rudy Brown. So welcome, coach. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be here. Head coach of Murrieta Mesa girls basketball, Coach Rudy Brown. Thank you so much. Welcome on.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me. I'm excited for this.
So you guys had quite a good season this year. You ended up in the Division II bracket of the Southern Section playoffs. You finished with 19 wins, only 9 losses. It's great when you got the double-digit wins and you stay single-digit in those losses. You guys finished 3rd in league. You're in the top 250 in the whole state. So first off, congratulations on a fantastic year this year.
Thank you. It was a fun run for sure.
So you had the success. I was curious, going into this season, what was the team's main focus in order to perform at the level that you guys did this year?
So we knew coming into this season, we would be a young team. We actually started, or we had 7 girls on our team that were freshmen. We had 2 sophomores, 2 juniors, and 1 senior. We started 4 freshmen and a sophomore. So we were an extremely young team compared to most teams that we face. We had 13 and 14 year olds, where most other girls teams had 16, 17 year olds. So we knew that going into the league and going into the season, we would have to get ready mentally, physically, emotionally. It was just a lot of development that had to happen. But we knew that we had a good amount of talent, and we were looking forward to being able to see that tested both preseason, throughout the league, and then we were fortunate enough to make it to the postseason. So initially, our focus was just creating the right habits, doing the right things every single day. So we had a slogan that we kind of live by throughout the entirety of the year, which is how we do anything is how we do everything. And it really just emphasized the idea that no matter if we were getting water or stepping up to warm up or going through a drill or competing in practice or playing a game, we were going to have a certain professional and strategic mindset. The girls really bought into that. And for me as a coach, it was so exciting to be able to coach a group of girls that have loved the sport, love each other, and are willing to do everything they can to be successful every time they take the floor. So it was really a labor of love this year. But for us, in terms of how we got ready, it was starting with our mindset and then our work ethic. We held each other accountable at practice, and we tried to build the right habits every single day.
You mentioned the team being very young, and you knew that going in, and all the developmental process that you just went over. Obviously, very important and worked out well for you guys in terms of this season's success. So just really quick, is like going forward, how are you approaching the next season with this young team? And how do you feel looking into the future, knowing that this young group of girls was able to do so much so early in their high school careers?
Well, we feel like we built a strong foundation for success going forward. We have majority of our team coming back. We have, like I said, we're losing 1 senior, but outside of that, we know that we're going to be pretty much on par for the next couple of years in terms of our roster, not including anybody else that we will get at the younger ages. So we're excited about that. For us, it's about leveling up. Each one of the girls in our program have aspirations to play at the highest level possible. So for me as a coach, it was really about trying to let them play on the level that they needed to play on, being challenged in practices, being challenged in games, to prepare them for higher levels of basketball, higher levels of educational aspirations. And we want to help them be ready for the higher levels when it comes to their careers professionally and everything else. So we look at the holistic picture when it comes to basketball. And like I said, it was just a pleasure to be able to coach them throughout the entirety of the year.
You mentioned the aspirations to go on further past just high school and stuff like that. I know that's something you mentioned was important to the program and setting that up for the future of success. And you built that foundation this year. So obviously, you know, you made it to the playoffs this year and lost to, I believe King is a fellow league opponent, if I'm not mistaken. So obviously that's, you have a tough league schedule when you're going up against a league opponent in the playoffs, but despite falling in the first game against them, that's still a great season to look back on. So that's the foundation that you're talking about, where you can go forward as these girls already got some playoff experience early on, and then you can build off going through, especially with how tough league is. That's not going to change over the coming years.
Sure. So King is not in our league, but they do play in a nearby league. So we are very aware of them. They have a history of being successful. And we knew it would be a tough opponent going into the playoffs. So now we have that playoff experience behind us. We're excited to be able to carry that forward, learn from it, to grow, and be ready for further runs in future years. I will say that a big part of our success is not only the culture that we're building within our program, but it really starts with our foundation of our coaching staff. I believe we have one of the best coaching staffs in the Inland Empire. I have on my staff Jarrett Curtis, who has come from he's coached as a head coach in the past himself. He has state championships while he was in Oregon under his belt. I myself have been coaching for over 14 years with youth sports and travel ball, as well as high school sports in multiple ways, both on the boys and girls side. We have other coaches in our program who have high level experience, both coaching and playing. And I believe the girls really fed off of those, all of our experience and all of our knowledge. Personally, I'm a D1, I'm a former D1 athlete who played under coaches that understood what it means to build a culture. Right. So that was super important for us this year, building a culture of success and having girls understand that what we do every single day is going to contribute to either our success or failure on the court. I also believe that this group is a super resilient group. Like I said, not only are we young, but we dealt with a lot of adversity throughout the year. We had one of our marquee players suffer a ACL tear at the beginning of the season, right before we got into like our preseason November schedule. And that obviously affected us quite a bit. We had other girls who dealt with, different things throughout the year, ankles, knees, things like that, that they had to sit out games here and there. So no matter who was on the floor at any time, it was always the next man up mentality. And the girls just showed, no matter if we were up five, down five, they were going to play to the final buzzer, which also demonstrated their resiliency. And I know that that resiliency is going to be a big component to our success going down the road.
You mentioned the coaching staff that you've put together, and you yourself have a lot of experience in basketball, and it was that important mentality to teach them the next man up and keep battling to the end of the game, no matter what the score was, whether you're up five, down five. It was it easier to get them to buy into that culture with the amount of experience that you as coaches have had?
I believe they resonated well with us. I believe we did our best possible job to make sure that they understood that we were for them. We're servants ultimately, and we want to make sure that they're maximizing their best every time they step on the court. I think they did respect the idea that we have experience, that we've been there before, that we understand what it looks like to be successful. And especially as younger players, I think that helped them navigate themselves around, a daunting season, where they had to adjust physically, they had to adjust mentally and emotionally to the rigors of a high school season for the first time for many of them.
You mentioned that first time for many of them going through like a whole high school season. Basketball season isn't particularly short. There's a lot of games packed in there. And so this first year obviously was developmental, is what you mentioned, because of how young the team was. So how is the mentality shifting going forward after a young team can make the playoffs? Do you in that second year change how you're approaching it, or you just keep building on the foundation that you've already put down?
Well, we want to keep stacking days, but as we do so, we definitely want to elevate every year. So I think the girls are aware of that. And one of the things that we do in our program is that we allow the girls to share their desires, their goals, their aspirations. And we set early on in the season, we have an opportunity to take a team retreat and allow us as coaches to hear from the girls as to what they want out of the season. And so when we did that this year, having competitive practices, holding each other accountable, being truthful, those kind of things came out of that retreat. And I know that they will only be built on next year. And I just, like I said, I believe the habits that we grow with, the habits that we have, the habits that we emphasize, those things will carry us to higher and higher levels in terms of where we end up in the playoffs, where we end up in league, those kind of results.
So My most important question that I always end up asking coaches, I feel like, is why do you do this? Why do you come back to the high school level? You mentioned you're a Division I athlete yourself and have been coaching basketball for a long time. Why is it important for you to come back and coach this group of girls and all the ones prior and in the future, the game of basketball? Why does that mean something to you?
The short answer is, I believe I'm called to be a servant to specifically youth athletes. I've been in this space for quite a while, as I mentioned to you. My life has been tremendously impacted by some really phenomenal coaches. And I've also had the unfortunate experience of having some poor coaches, which has also impacted my life. So from my personal experience, I want to always be the best possible coach to every single athlete that I have an opportunity to be a part of their lives. And that comes through a variety of different things. Obviously, teaching the game the right way. I love the game. I'm very passionate about it. I've been around it for a long time, so I believe I can communicate it well. But it's also about the mentorship component. It's about the relationships. It's about being able to help them through life events. Like, for example, the ACL tear, those kind of things that go well beyond the game. Ultimately, I do understand that while many of our girls have an opportunity to play at a higher level in terms of basketball, at some point for every single human being, the ball will stop bouncing. So being able to impact them in ways that carry beyond when the ball does stop bouncing, you know, in terms of how they look at teamwork, how they look at accountability, how they communicate to others, how they treat others like they want to be treated. Those things are super important to me and are a big reason why I do what I do.
I gotta say, I love the saying, the ball will stop bouncing. Most people are just saying, oh, the basketball will end or baseball will end or something like that. I gotta say, that's a great way to put it. And that really does stick with you, I feel like, is the ball does stop bouncing at the end of the day. So it's great that, you know, it seems like your coaching staff and you put an emphasis on that and emphasis on how to be prepared for when the ball does stop bouncing.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we want to continue to build within our program is a sense of togetherness that does spread beyond your years within the program. So I mentioned the one senior that we have this year. She knows and we've communicated, and even those that have gone on in years past, that it's not a 1 year or 3 year or 4 year deal. You know, once you're part of our program, you're always a part of our family, you know, and we look forward to being a part of her graduations and her milestones in life, you know, and being able to create a community within those that are alumni that played at Mesa, where we can lean on one another and girls can feel like they have mentorships, and be a part of something that's bigger than just themselves.
It seems like you're building a great culture and program over there, Coach. Congrats on a great season with such a young team. Really looking forward to see how this team grows over the next couple of years. Always exciting when a young team can find success. Sky seems to be the limit in that kind of case.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time to interview us, to learn more about our program. And we hope to continue to build, and we can have this conversation again next year.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, Coach. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.